This is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. Attorney General William Barr was again at the center of Capitol Hill drama Thursday without even being there. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
A day after a tense Senate hearing, Barr did not show up for an appearance with the House Judiciary Committee after taking issue with the Democrat-led panel's plan to have its lawyers question him.
What we saw is fear.
Chairman Jerry Nadler called Barr afraid. Another Democrat put a toy chicken at Barr's empty seat. Republicans were not amused, with ranking member Doug Collins saying Barr would have testified if not for Democratic shenanigans.
The stunt and the circus continues over here.
Not long after, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi ramped up the tension, suggesting Barr had already lied to Congress last month, calling that a crime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Venezuela's socialist president Nicolas Maduro is clinging to power. The disputed president called on the country's armed forces to oppose any coup plotter after opposition leader Juan Guaido failed to win defections from military leaders. Maduro's televised address to the military came after 2 days of massive street demonstrations against his government. Guaido, supported by a small contingent of defecting security forces, called for a massive uprising against Maduro days earlier. The U.S. Senate Thursday failed to override President Donald Trump's veto of a bill demanding the U.S. stop supporting the Saudi coalition fighting in Yemen. President Trump said Thursday conservative economic commentator Stephen Moore has withdrawn himself from consideration for the Federal Reserve Board. Trump announced Moore's decision Thursday on Twitter after weeks of controversy about Moore's writings about women. More stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. More than 100 million people are in the path of Cyclone Fani as it slowly moves toward the eastern Indian state of Odisha. The cyclone, generating winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour, is expected to make landfall early Friday. Indian authorities have evacuated more than 1.2 million people from the coastal low-lying areas and plan to move thousands more. Officials in northern Mozambique have declared a cholera outbreak caused by a lack of clean water left behind from Cyclone Kenneth. More than a dozen cases have been reported a week after the storm slammed into the East African nation. The death toll stands at 41. Catholic services are being canceled for a second weekend in Sri Lanka's capital. This comes after the government warned of more possible attacks by the same Islamic State-linked group that carried out Easter suicide bombings. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The April 21st bombings at churches and luxury hotels killed more than 250 people. Cardinal Malcolm Ranjit has canceled all Sunday services in the Colombo Diocese based on the latest security reports. Ranjit has criticized the government's apparent failure to share near-specific intelligence on the Easter plot and on some of the suspects involved. The U.S. Embassy in Colombo remained closed to the public through Friday. The education minister has said that the 9,000 public schools across the nation will open on Monday, May 6th, with stringent security measures. Steve Miller, VOA News.
SASAB's top executive said late on Thursday that the Scandinavian airline and its pilots union in Sweden, Denmark, and Norway had reached a deal to end a strike that has affected hundreds of thousands of travelers over the past week. Chief Executive Rickard Gustafsson said it would take up to 24 hours before operations were fully up and running again, as he announced a three-year agreement with four pilots' unions. SAS has canceled more than 4,000 flights since pilots went on strike on April 26th over wages and working conditions. The Caribbean nation of St. Lucia has imposed a quarantine on a visiting cruise ship. Passengers or crew are barred from leaving the boat while in port after a case of measles was diagnosed on board.
We got information early this morning through two reputable sources, that there was a confirmed case of measles on board a cruise ship which visited our island.
That was the island's chief medical officer. The cruise ship quarantine comes as the number of measles cases in the U.S. has reached a 25-year peak. I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.